So 2025 has exposed a lot of politicians for selling out Americans, and people have never been more awake to how fake and disconnected some of these guys really are. But out of everyone getting called out this year, nobody got embarrassed the way Ted Cruz did. And the crazy part is, he just keeps embarrassing himself even more. It all started with that viral interview where he basically exposed himself without even realizing it.
Growing up in Sunday school, I was taught from the Bible, those who bless Israel will be blessed, and those who curse Israel will be cursed. And from my perspective, I want to be on the blessing side of things.
Of the those who bless the government of Israel?
Those who bless Israel is what it says. It doesn't say the government of, it says the nation of Israel. So that's in the Bible. As a Christian, I believe that.
Where is that?
I can find it to you. I don't have the scripture off the tip of my... You pull out the phone and use the Google.
It's in Genesis. But so you're quoting a Bible phrase. You don't have context for it. And you don't know where in the Bible it is, but that's like your theology? I'm confused. What does that even mean?
Tucker.
I'm a Christian. I want to know what you're talking about.
Okay. Where does my support for Israel come from? Number one, because biblically we're commanded to support Israel. But number two.
Hold on. You're a senator and now you're throwing out theology and I am a Christian and I am allowed to weigh in on this. We are commanded as Christians to support the government of Israel?
We are commanded to support Israel. And
what does that mean, Israel?
We're told those who bless Israel will be blessed.
Hold on. Define Israel. This is important. Are you kidding? This is a majority Christian country.
Define Israel? Do you not know what Israel is? That would be the country you've asked like 49 questions about.
So that's what Genesis, that's what God is talking about.
The nation of Israel, yes.
So is that the current borders, the current leadership? He's talking about the political entity called Israel?
He's talking about the nation of Israel. Yeah, nations exist, and he's discussing a nation. A nation was the people of Israel.
Is the nation the descendants God's referring of Abraham. To in Genesis, is that the same as the country run by Benjamin Netanyahu right
yes.
now?
Yes, yes.
It is. Okay.
And by the way, it's not run by Benjamin Netanyahu as a dictator. It's a
I'm
democratic
not saying
country
he's a dictator.
That elected...
He's the prime minister,
right?
What?
But just like... You know, America is the country run by Donald Trump. No, actually, the American people elected Donald Trump. Same principle
is there.
This
is silly. I'm talking about the political entity of modern Israel.
Yes, and that is
you believe that's what God was talking about in Genesis.
I do, but
that country's existed since when?
For thousands of years. Now, there was a time when it didn't exist, and then it was recreated just over 70 years ago.
But I'm saying, I think most people understand that line in Genesis to refer to the Jewish people, God's chosen people.
That's not what it says.
Okay, Israel, but you don't even know where in the Bible it is.
That one interview cost Ted Cruz more than anything. Before that, a lot of people in the Republican base still respected him. But after that clip went viral, people started seeing him differently. They felt like he showed what he really stands for, and it didn't look like he was fighting for the Americans who actually vote for him. And instead of stepping back for a bit and trying to fix the damage, he's somehow making everything worse. Now he's going after anyone who questions anything about Israel. Here he is attacking a group of young people just for asking basic questions about Israel. And honestly, it's one of the most pathetic things I've ever seen him do.
Several weeks ago, J.D. Vance was down at Ole Miss at a Turning Point gathering, and one kid got up, asked this viciously anti-Semitic question.
The craziest part is that the thing he's calling viciously anti-Semitic is literally just some basic questions. Just watch it and decide for yourself.
I'm a Christian man, and I'm just confused why that there's this notion that we might owe Israel something, or that they're our greatest ally, or that we have to support this multi-hundred-billion-dollar foreign aid package to Israel to cover this, to quote Charlie Kirk, ethnic cleansing in Gaza. I'm just confused why this idea has come around, considering the fact that not only does their religion not agree with ours, but also openly supports the prosecution of ours.
Yeah, so let's say a few things about this. First of all, when the President of the United States says America first, that means that he pursues the interests of Americans first. That is our entire foreign policy. And that doesn't mean that you're not going to have alliances, that you're not going to work with other countries from time to time. And that is what the president believes, is that Israel, sometimes they have similar interests to the United States and we're going to work with them in that case. Sometimes they don't have similar interests to the United States.
That's basically what Ted Cruz is crying about, like the kid burned down a whole city or something. And if you keep watching, it somehow gets even worse.
The most horrifying thing to me is what happened in the second later. which is the crowd erupted in applause. Not everybody. My guess is 20 to 30% of the kids there were applauding the viciously anti-Semitic question. A week or two later, there was another event with Eric and Laura Trump at Auburn University. A kid got up and said, "I can do even better," and asked such an anti-Semitic question, it was filled with lies. Every word of the question was a lie, including "and but and thee."
And here's another one of those vicious questions Ted Cruz keeps crying about. Just watch it and decide for yourself.
"I'd like to ask about your father's relationship with Israel. He's taken over $230 million from pro-Israel groups during the summer against Iran. Even though he advised against it, Israel still attacked Iran and the U.S. still bombed on behalf of Israel. Your father's frustrations with Netanyahu have been made clear when he cursed on national TV over the situation. Israel has not been a great ally to the U.S. all the way since 1960 when they bombed the USS Liberty. Israel is a nation where Christians are constantly under attack in both Gaza and the West Bank. We talk about America first and defending Christians, but how can we do this if we align ourselves with a nation that does not do that itself?"
There's no question my father's had frustration. In fact, I think he says frustration throughout the whole conflict with both sides. At the same time, make no mistake, you have a nation that is chanting death to America every single day on the streets of Tehran. You have a nation that will develop a nuclear weapon, and you have a nation that will use that nuclear weapon against the Western way of life. There's no question about it. You have a nation that will use proxies around the world, whether it's Yemen, whether it's a lot of other ones, to inflict serious, serious harm on this nation, and they don't hide it.
In response to the nukes from Iran, Israel has nuclear weapons and is not a part of the IAEA, unlike Iran. And it's just sad to see, because I've never seen the American president get treated the way he does by the Israeli government.
Here's what I'll add. Do we or do we not have phase one of a peace agreement in the Middle East right now?
For someone who hasn't seen these clips, Ted Cruz makes it sound like these kids are out here doing something really horrible.
And again, instantaneously, the reaction was the same. 20 to 30% of the kids began cheering. Now, here's the warning sign to hear. This was not a gathering at Berkeley. This was not a gathering at Yale. This was at Ole Miss and Auburn. These are a bunch of big old frat guys that are just looking to make a friend on Saturday night, who have heard the message, "We are such a team, we're so polarized, we're so bifurcated, that what worries me is young people that get the message, oh, our team, we hate Israel."
He's losing it because young people aren't buying everything politicians try to push on them anymore. They're actually thinking for themselves, and that's what they hate. Make sure to subscribe for more content like this.